Eddie, ultimately, you got the job done. Wasn't one for the manager's nerves, I wouldn't have thought, was it?
Well, I really enjoyed the first half, really did. I thought we were electric at times and played some really good football in what was a difficult night conditions-wise. Wasn't obviously too pleased to concede after such a dominant opening spell of the game, and then we made it difficult for ourselves, but showed good character and saw the game out comfortably in the end. But full credit to Burton, you can see why they've done so well this year and why they've gone so many games unbeaten.
In terms of your script, it was the perfect start, wasn't it? Exactly what you needed just to settle everybody down.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the build-up to game, we talked a lot to the players about their attitude and mentality to this game, making sure that we didn't take anything lightly and we didn't take things for granted. As a championship team, you still have to turn up and win your individual battles and compete and work harder than the opposition. And I think we did all those things, but unfortunately for us, we conceded and then we just rocked a little bit, but recovered pretty soon and got the second goal. And the second half was really scrappy, but I think conditions played a big part in that. They did deteriorate and the wind was swirling and made it difficult.
And as Burton proved, when it was 1-0, all the time it was 2-1, and he takes a shot to suddenly level it again.
Yeah, I mean, the pleasing thing second half was that I don't think they really got in our half, and Rocky didn't have a save to make. So, as positives go, I think that's as high as any. And obviously, we saw the game off really well in the last 15 minutes. But up until that point, it had been a bit messy and a bit scrappy second half. But we're certainly pleased with the mentality of the players, and it's another game ticked off, and obviously opens up a really good game for the fans and everyone at the club.
I know you always stay very grounded. Have you allowed yourself even a second to think about it yet?
I'm thinking about Watford now, unfortunately, Chris. So quickly move on to the next league game, and that's the biggest game. It's the next one, and it's a big one in our calendar. So we need to make sure we try and pick up another home win.
And having kept the players' minds off Liverpool for tonight, how do you keep them off Liverpool for Watford now?
That's not a problem. It really isn't. I think the players know where our priorities are. We need to make sure we approach the Watford game in a professional way and get our feet firmly focused on that. And I think it won't be a problem with the group that we have. We've got a really good group of players who know where they've been and know where hopefully we're going to go to, and the league's the priority.
How do you approach a game like Liverpool? Do you approach it thinking you can knock them out?
I think you have to. I think you have to believe that you can cause an upset. You have to go in with that positive attitude. It'll be incredibly difficult depending on what team, Brendan plays. But I think for the football club, Real Madrid and Liverpool in one season, it can't be bad. And I think that's why there's a lot of pressure on us tonight to get through. It wasn't the easiest game for everybody connected with it because of the carrot at the end of it, not just football-wise, but obviously financially. So it gave us a big lift.
Is it different that you're playing Liverpool in a competitive in fixture, whereas Real Madrid was very much an exhibition celebratory game? Liverpool, of course, there's something big at stake here.
Yeah, I mean, it's an FA Cup tie. It should be hopefully a red-hot atmosphere. Hopefully we're going to make it as difficult as we can for them. They're a team of world-class players and a world-class manager. So it'll be incredibly difficult, but it's a no-lose situation for us, and hopefully we can give a good account of ourselves football-wise and show what style of football that we play. And yeah, I think it's a much more attractive fixture for us because it's a competitive game.
Final couple from me. You changed half the team nearly tonight, and all those that came in, including the likes of Brett with a couple of goals, will have staked their claim for league places.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the incentive for them. I wanted to give them the opportunity. I didn't feel I was weakening the team tonight. I felt it was changes were justified after the defeat at Wigan and the three players that started, TK and Puey and Brett, deserved their call up on their substitute appearance at Wigan, so they deserved that. And obviously, Ryan came in and Stephen Cook came in and all did well.
Finally, transfer window. You'll allow Wes Thomas to go to Rotherham today. Obviously, you told us a couple of weeks ago it was in the offing that he might go somewhere, but ultimately, he decided that was the move for him.
Yep, Wes goes to Rotherham. That was his call on where he went. And obviously, he'll look forward to a new chapter in his career.
Are there any wages that you'll look to be reinvesting somewhere else?
We're looking, Chris, but it is an incredibly difficult window, as we've said before. The value has to be considered, and obviously the quality has to be considered. That's the main thing from my perspective. And we're desperate to make sure that we don't do anything that doesn't improve the group.
There's been a lot of paper talk about Lewis Grabban and Brighton. Can you reassure Chevy's fans you haven't had any approaches for him?
No, we haven't had any approaches for Lewis as we speak. Obviously, we're aware of the speculation, so we'll wait and see.
Does every player have their price ultimately?
From my perspective, I want to keep my best players. I've said that before. We want to build something here. We want to progress as a football club. To do that, you need to keep your best players. So hopefully we can. We'll wait and see.